back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we're positively into summertime. Summertime. Luke Jones is going to be in Owings Mills all week long for all things Ravens related, as they have a legitimate mini camp. It was 1 year ago this week that I got thrown out after asking my final question. Lamar, do you want to be a Raven for life? He's here. He'll be throwing to Odell Beckham. Of course, Oriole Park at Camden Yards alive with AL East action this week. Luke will be down there. And this guy is back from a long, short weekend in Florida, ready for some Oriole baseball, ready for some PGA Live Golf and the U.S. Open this week, ready for the French Open in Roland Garros. We got the Stanley Cup, the NBA. This is one of the more active weeks of the year, Leonard Raskin, and you love sports, so it's heavy on the remote control this week, I think, right?
There you go. It's a wear out the thumb. It's get the carpal tunnel going in the thumb this weekend go back and forth the whole thing. So, like you said, we got the NBA final. Denver Nuggets. Is that who it is? No, Denver Nuggets?
Right.
Really? What is the Denver Nuggets? And then you flip over to the NHL and we got the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, I guess you could have gone to Vegas a year ago and bet on this first time NBA NHL championship kind of what would it be called? Would that be called a fringe? What do they call that when you bet something that's really bizarre?
It's called a future, is what it's called.
Is that what it is? I mean,
yeah. Future odds,
prop bets, or
prop bets, exotic wagering.
But exotic. That's what I was looking for.
Exotic to say that I'm going to take the Vegas Knights at 50-1 or whatever they would have.
No,
been.
But I'm saying if you could have bet. Could you have bet Vegas for the NHL and
like an exacta?
A parlay. There you go. And said these two are going to be the champions next June. That would have been some bet, I'll bet. And then,
what would the bet be right now if you like the Orioles to win the World Series and the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, and then it would actually happen?
I bet those odds are dropping. Dropping. but it, hey, look, all things are possible, and boy, we are we're rocking Camden Yards away. I think the young ones are taking over. I was waiting and thinking, you know, these guys are getting crazy, ridiculously stronger, and over the weekend I'm thinking to myself, okay, after we saw it, I always said for the Ravens, and I know I've met him. I mean, we've had good times together, you know, good fun. Justin Tucker, right? He is if you've never met Justin, just look at him. He's a little guy. I mean, as football players go, he's not a big guy, but he swings that leg and that ball 65 yards is like nothing.
Well, the other thing we have going now, and I did a big golf segment this week with Ed Miller over at Classic 5. You want to pick up golf, and you and I were on the golf course last week. We were talking about it before the Live PGA Saudi money came in and all that. But we were just talking about a charity tournament last week that if you wanted to get better at golf, and that's the one thing any of us can go play, that you get a lesson, but more than that, the video – the simulators, the way that you can get your swing
top
better.
Top golf.
Totally. You can do any of that right now as a golfer. I mean, baseball, we see that sort of with Elias and with pitchers and the science of all of this.
Yeah.
But for the same thing with Justin Tucker, for anyone that does a repeatable act that can be measured, you can get better at it and you can get better than you've ever been able to get at it because of diet, science, technology, measurement, technology.
Sure. So I'm watching and I'm thinking, wow, I went to a game. We talked about this a few weeks ago, watched Ohtani hit a home run that just missed the Boogs barbecue sign. The hardest home run I'd seen hit in a long time. And then bam, Gunnar Henderson hits a ball that on a bounce hits the second story of the warehouse. And I'm thinking to myself, is somebody going to hit that building? Soon, these guys are, like you said, they got simulators, they got batting practice, whatever. They're getting stronger. Somebody's going to hit that thing. This I'm pretty sure from what they said over the weekend, this was the longest home
Measure,
run
right?
hit,
Yeah.
right,
Well, I mean, the
in
home
a
runs were hit
game.
with Tommy hit a home run off of Messina a generation ago, right? And that would
It's
be
still
the
coming
one,
down.
but
It's
that's the one
still
people
coming down.
measure it against. But there was not science. There was eyeball and markers and whatever, especially with trajectory, how high the ball went, how
Right.
fast it went, exit velo, exit
Right.
velocity. I mean, these are things that Luke Jones talks about. You watching Major League Baseball Network, these are tip of the tongue baseball. It's part
And
of the
the
parlance of
stats,
baseball.
right? And the stats now, like we said, you watch the game, and as soon as it's struck and it's out, they have all of that. They have launch angle, they have exit velocity, they have everything about it with technology that just tells you everything, where it hit, how long it was. And I love watching Monday night ESPN Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt and midnight or whatever. When he I don't know when he's on anymore. He's on like once a year now or something.
They
But
let him on whenever the game's over, maybe if they want to.
right,
Right.
if he wants to work. But he and his producer, Stanford Steve, they'll show some big home runs, and he always asks Steve, give me a distance. He says 580 feet, and then it comes in at like 392 or something in the stats. But they show some monster home runs, and Gunnar crushed that ball. I mean, I think it was Ken Griffey Jr., right? He's the only guy to hit the warehouse, and that was during the
That was
Home Run
one bounce.
Derby.
Well, the Home Run Derby. Let's talk about the Home Run Derby,
That
shall
wasn't
we?
during a game.
Let's talk about the Home Run Derby, shall we? Because
Right.
I was a real media member back then, not like I
Right.
am now, like a fake media member, but I was a real media member in '93. And I was really close with the team then. I traveled with the team. I was a young reporter in 1993. It was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's
So
amazing.
during that year, I love the game and I love the coaches. And any of the coaches, Chuck Cottier from that era, Dick Bosman was the pitching coach of that era, Johnny Oates was the manager who didn't always understand me, but understood my last name was Aparicio and I cared about baseball. The hitting coach of those team, the 93 team, was a guy named Greg Biggini. Beautiful guy, great guy, never played in the big leagues, but was, and he died a very, very tragic death. He was sort of the right-hand man for Johnny Oates, but he died of cancer. Oh man, Greg left us over 20 years ago. But Greg was a wonderful guy, and he died in the prime of his life, and he was just such a vibrant, wonderful guy. And he would stand behind the cage, right, like the old sage.
Right.
And the guys on the team then are Chito Martinez, Sam Horn, Chris Hoyles.
Yep.
Right. This is before the team was even good, before
Yeah. Yeah.
Angelos hadn't even screwed it up. Angelos didn't even own the team yet. Okay. So this is in June and July of 93. My buddies wanted tickets for the All-Star game, as probably you did. Everybody wanted to go to the game. Remember the big Free Willy sign and
I had
John
season
Cruyff,
tickets. I had
right?
season tickets. I was ready. I had my
Okay.
tickets in hand.
Chris Hoyles, if anybody sees Chris up in York, Pennsylvania, Chris got me four tickets at face value that I gave to my buddies. Kevin Eck, John Raphaelides, Mike Fountain, they all got to go to the game and they sat up in section 388, all the way up on the roof, five rows
Yeah.
down because of Chris Hoyles' generosity. Greg Biagini and I, forged a relationship because I was always at the cage. It's funny, Chad Steele throwing me out because I didn't care enough. I was literally the guy at the cage talking to about the science of hitting with Rick Down and who
Right.
was the hitting coach after Greg, right? Because he came in with Davey Johnson with that group, right? So I'm at the cage, and Greg Biagini and I had a great friendship, and we would sit there and watch BP, and then the All-Star game happened, and the week before he talked to me a little bit about it. He's like, he was pitching BP. He threw BP in the Home Run Derby. That was Juan Gonzalez, Griffey, all the McGuire. They were
Right,
all
right.
involved in that Home Run Derby. Biagini said to me that when it was all over with, because you remember, Juan Gonzalez hit a couple into the second deck, into the club level, which ain't never been done, right?
Nope.
And so after it's over with, Biagini sees me week after thing, we get to talking. He's like, those baseballs were in the oven. He's like, they literally heated the baseballs up. He said they were the same baseballs.
Right,
They
right.
heated the baseballs up so that they popped during BP. That's
Right.
how that warehouse got hit. And B. Genie says, look, dude, and B. Genie's very like, and he's long gone, so he can't
Right.
verify this,
Right.
but I'll never forget the conversation we had.
Right.
He's like, he called me nasty because that's what everybody called me then.
Right.
Nasty. I'm in BP in this stadium 80 times a year since it opened a year and a half ago. So I've watched BP here 150 times. I've never seen anybody, and I've seen Sam Horn try to hit that warehouse, do
Right.
everything he could do other than heat the baseballs up to hit
Right.
the warehouse.
Couldn't happen.
And he you can't do it. It can't be done. And he's like, what Griffey did, what Gonzalez was doing. I think Cecil Fielder was a part of that circus that year.
Right.
He
Yep.
said they came out here for 20 minutes and did stuff that I've been watching Brady and all of these really strong men, Chris Hoyles, try to do just for fun, like hitting a golf ball.
Right.
And he's like, it can't be done. So this Griffey thing that you have in
That's
your
funny.
mind, I
That's
want to
funny.
undo that and reel that back in 30
That
years
is
later
funny.
and
They
tell you
heated him
that
up.
the guy who threw the baseballs, the guy that controlled batting practice at
Had to
Camden
wear
Yards,
mittens so he didn't burn his hand.
told me the baseballs were juiced. So
Hey,
just so you know
you
what
know
Gunnar
what?
Henderson did, I don't know if that ball's juiced, if the game, whatever, they're
You
playing
know
with the
what?
same
It
balls.
wouldn't surprise me if they're still doing that because that home run derby night on ESPN is a big thing, and those guys crush those balls.
It
I
was a
mean, they,
made-for-television event.
that's exactly right. It's a made for television thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing something similar today. You know, throwing them what is it? A Super Bowl. Remember the
Right,
Super Bowl? It's a
exactly.
Super Bowl wrapped in canvas.
Well, Leonard Raskin is here. I'm wearing the shirt. Leonard manages the American Dream, manages money and expectation for a lot of folks. You can find him at Raskin Global, as well as at Baltimore Positive. We talk about the ads, talk about the money and all that. But at heart, you're a sports guy. You're measuring home run distances. But the Griffey thing,
There
I
you
don't want
go.
to poop on the
Hey,
legend. I just want to
hey.
let people know as I'm a purveyor of truth here.
There we
And the
go.
truth is that I don't have inside
That it was
information. I have
rigged.
knowledge. It was
It was
rigged.
rigged. It was rigged.
Yeah, it was rigged
Well,
for
look,
sure.
I don't know that. I don't think they're rigging balls in the game. And I think it was 460 some feet. I mean, that ball
And then
was
he says when he gets his man strength,
tagged.
he'll be able to hit it further.
Right. And I was going to say, what's he, 18?
No, he's 21. You can
He,
card him, but he's 21.
right. He was actually able to get a drink to celebrate if he drinks, you know, after the game, he could celebrate
Well, when
with a
Machado came up,
cold
he
one.
wasn't old enough to drink either. And
Right.
Lamar
Right.
Jackson, famously was 20 when he was drafted and
Absolutely.
now a bajillionaire.
Absolutely.
So for you with football and expectation, because I do want to talk a little bit of football because Luke's
Sure.
out this week and we won't talk football for the next 6 weeks. Probably not, right? And certainly
Right.
with the way the baseball team's going, the golf tournament, like all these things happening. But for you with football, because it's everybody's primary around here. I know the numbers.
Yep.
The managing of expectations for this offseason,
Whew.
it's been a wild offseason in that there was so much turmoil in Lamarathon that now we're having a really normal mini camp and everybody's healthy, at least for now. And hopefully they don't have a linebacker wind up with a drug death next week like they did a year ago. But it feels like there's a calm about the organization that certainly didn't exist for a good year and a half during the plague
Yeah.
and
Look, not only that, like you said, he came to the voluntary OTAs, right? He showed up. He's there throwing to his guys. You got what? Four, they have four quarterbacks in camp, I think, or if not more. You got Lamar throwing all over the place. Guys say he's looking good. And I don't know how they're managing expectations because everything I see and read says this is on paper the best team in the NFL. So we'll find out. And I think
well, every team thinks they're the best team this time of year.
no, I'm not
It's
talking about us. I'm talking about national NFL saying this is it. This is the team to beat. And I look at Mahomes and Allen and the Bengals and I'm thinking, wow, There's some good teams out there we got to beat.
Well, I've been putting together a little thing the last couple of weeks. I went to Pittsburgh and had Will Graves last week. Just he covers the team. I'm going to Cincinnati next week. We're going to talk to some folks there, as well as in Cleveland. Daryl Ryder's coming on next week. Just to talk about the expectations are around the division, because I think in all four places, there's some reason to be bullish. Now, I think Steelers fans would say their defense is going to be better and they're going to win games. What Will Graves said, they expect to win games 24-17, old school, run the ball, shorten the game, play some old school football in a division where slowing down Lamar and slowing down Joe Burrow is, and eventually slowing down Deshaun Watson, has got to be the game for these other three teams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they got a young, again, another young stud quarterback that's coming up and going to get better. He's going to get his man strength.
Right, like Gunnar Henderson.
It's a good new line, his man strength. When I get my man strength, maybe I can putt better. But
putting last week.
No,
you
I'm out there putting. I'm practicing with the windmill. I'm practicing with the clown's mouth. I'm all good about it.
Well, it's beach season right now, so
it's almost
that.
Beach season. I was warming up, getting ready for my free game. Got to get a free game once, at least once a year. I got to get a free game.
Well, I want to bring you in on this political conversation, because you and I famously we vote differently.
Yeah, sure.
We believe differently, literally, even though we come together, we literally believe different things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, about different things, sure.
In this PGA
Live
thing, and the blood money that the Saudis have come in with they literally can buy anything they want, and they've targeted Olympics,
Golf.
World Cup. Well, they targeted Messi too, right?
Sure,
Messi walked away from $1.5 billion.
Yeah, right.
And I think there is a different mindset for different humans, right? Whether it's Rory or whether it's Phil, I'll take the money, give me the money. Messi says, no, I'd rather go to Miami and play, and I don't really want Saudi blood money.
Right.
But for the PGA and for the lawyers involved in all of this the PGA has been literally usurped. This would be the Saudi government coming in and saying, I want to buy the National Football League. Can't do it because it's individually owned and whatever. But they found a loophole that they targeted in the American law, where the PGA lawyers basically said, our laws won't allow us to fight with the Saudi money. So take the money. Don't be a fool. Take the money. Everybody else is taking the money. Take the money. I don't know what this means for America. I don't know what it means for golf. I don't know what it means for the majors. But I do know the world economy and the idea of sport and the idea of we just played World Cup in Qatar. Everyone in the world knows that was the filthiest, dirtiest thing ever. Man, it's all in the bag, and the Qatari king is dancing with the World Cup and hanging out with Messi. I mean, they're getting everything they want by buying it, which is really an American tradition that you're taking advantage of.
I was just going to say, it's a little capitalism at its best. And when you got
and
it,
worst.
You can use it.
Best and worst.
Best and worst. When you got it, you can use it. You know, what's amazing is the guys that are on the PGA Tour that didn't jump, and not just didn't jump, but followed their leadership at the PGA to say, this is blood money. This is not fair. This is not golf. This is not good for the game of golf. This is all around terrible for our sport. It's not. And the leadership put them there. The leadership said, this is blood money. This is spitting in the face of the 9/11 families. This is not something that we want you to do. You're not going to play on our tour till they got sued. And
the Saudis couldn't come in and buy the XFL and start buying Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson
I get it. But this is my point. And then these guys that didn't take the big checks sat on the sidelines and towed the party line. And I don't think, although I'm not 100% sure, I don't think the PGA golfers have a union, but just like Tiger Woods came along and literally transformed both the game of golf and the money of golf. Let's face it, even when Jack Nicklaus was at his peak and paying 90% income tax to the federal government on dollars that he earned, such that he, quote, said, it's not worth winning the money because I don't get any of it. But Tiger came in and revolutionized, what do you call it in golf? The take? The purse, you know?
Purse.
The purse. of what these tournaments pay out. And yet these guys all looked like chumps for not going to live and taking Phil Mickelson,
$200 million. Well, Tiger was taking
million.
Money to go over there and make appearances and
right,
play 18
but,
rounds
but I'm
for
saying,
$5 million, right?
Yeah, but Phil got 200. And like you said, Messi, I think they offered, didn't they offer Tiger $1 billion or
yes.
something? And he said, no, I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna fight with Rory. Is it Rory? Right? Rory's the face of
yes. PGA.
Of fighting against Liv. And then their leadership sold them out, said, we're going to take the check. And we're now going to be the, what are we going to be? The Live PGA, the PGA Live.
Well, you're going to work literally at the pleasure of the Saudi king. I mean, like
literally, that is what
you've signed up for.
Well, you've paid. And I saw recent, just last couple of days, the guys that didn't take the checks are going to get like a signing bonus. Something's going to happen. But yeah.
Well, they have an unlimited amount of money. You shouldn't feel bad about taking it unless you feel bad about taking it.
Right. And you can believe it's dirty money. I get that. Absolutely. We can argue across sports. Not all.
Well, this has been going on with
NBA,
the mafia in America.
Certainly, look,
who's taking money
NBA,
and who gets you started and who sponsors you.
You know
and
what
like
they say?
That.
You know, one of the things they say is if you want to see who controls you, learn what you can't speak. And if you look at the NBA, there are guys in the NBA that have spoken out against Chinese labor and have been shut down by the league hard because they are a fortune money machine in China. The fan base and the love of NBA
basketball. The Chinese
basketball.
Government's not really different than Peter Angelos or Steve Bisciotti. They don't like criticism.
And they'll shut you down. And the thing is, they can't shut you down in the NBA except when a guy comes out and says something about China and he gets fired or blackballed. Or
well, look at the Brittany Griner situation, right? She goes over to Russia. She gets tortured. She comes back. Now she can't walk through the Dallas airport because they're going to scream at her. You know what
well,
I mean? Like,
well,
and
know,
run her
I'm,
out of the airport.
I hate
mean,
to say it with regards to her, and we can go back and forth here. The fact that she didn't feel the national anthem mattered a whole heck of a lot when she was a player before she was arrested in Russia and lost her freedom and now recognizes that it's the greatest country in the world. And she couldn't wait for the president to negotiate her release and get her back on U.S. soil. I don't find that too appealing about her. I wouldn't yell at her in an airport. I think that's pretty trashy. But I don't think she deserves necessarily the accolades of the world because she.
But the point of this is the Russian government didn't pick her because she's a rock star like Pussy Riot. They didn't pick her because she's a politician or a business leader. They picked
right.
her because she's a 6'10" African American women's basketball player. It's sport, and it created.
And they knew they could create
a hostage.
That's
for
exactly
them.
Right. That's exactly right. I get it. I'm with you 100%. And all I'm saying is regarding her politics, you know, she's changed her mind about some things and that's fine. But the Chinese and the NBA are deep in bed and nobody is out there criticizing player. Well, some people
first
are.
Thing I saw when I
very
landed in
few
Beijing,
people are
first thing I saw when I landed in Beijing was Yao Ming. It was
yep.
in 2000. It was of that era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yao Ming was
Everywhere
in Beijing, and anywhere he wasn't, you know who was there? Tiger Woods.
There you go.
Because the Chinese believe in sport.
No questions. But
the Saudis never had any interest in sport.
But somehow,
until they can ride it.
Somehow, somebody chose that it was. And let's face it, they're not doing this. They can't be doing it for the money. It's just silly. Just pop another well, raise the price of oil $1 a barrel. It means nothing. It's nothing. They're not doing this for the money. So somebody over there in the kingdom must so love golf that they've made the decision for whatever reason. And I don't know what it is. I have no background in this. That they want into this
sport. It gives them
sport.
A foot in the Western world that they can't have unless they buy Taylor Swift.
Well, you know, that might be coming. Who knows? I mean, she's only made a billion this year with $10,000 ticket seats in her shows. That
well,
little
I mean,
girls get
listen,
their fathers
lot,
to spend.
There's a lot
it
of rock
used to
stars
be,
that said they weren't going to play in South Africa or play in Abu
right,
Dhabi
right.
or play in, you know,
I get
any
it.
Of these places.
I get it. Hey, it used to be you saved up your money. Your kids' whole life until they were 10, 12 years old. And what did you do with all that money? You took them to Disney World. Now you save up all that money for your daughter till she's 12 or 15 years old. And what do you do with that money?
Take her to Taylor Swift.
Send her to see Taylor Swift.
Right.
You get two tickets in the nosebleeds for $6,000.
No bat mitzvah for you. No bar mitzvah.
No
for any of the kids. We're
going to
put it all
Taylor
in
Swift.
For
Taylor Swift tickets. So maybe the Saudis will entice her for $1 billion to play a Saudi tour. Who knows?
Or they don't buy baseball. It's been bad enough having Angelos buy baseball here. So, you know, can't go any worse.
The Oakland A's are trying to figure out if they can move to Vegas, I think it is.
Vegas, correct.
And I was talking to my wife, Kathy, and I were driving, and she said, they're going to have a baseball team in Las Vegas? She said, gambling and baseball? I said, honey, you haven't been paying attention. In the fourth inning, they're betting on who's going to hit a home run of the next three batters. And people are dialing up on their phone the odds of who's hitting a home run this inning or who's going to strike out or is the pitcher going to strike out more than 10? And what's the over-under on, you know, the number of foul balls that Rutschman's
the conversation has changed in regard to wagering, for sure.
And there's Pete Rose going, Pete Rose is out there wondering why the heck his jersey is not in Cooper's. Well, maybe his jersey is, but why he is not in Cooperstown. And he looks at this, he's got to be, you know, it's a good thing he's still alive. Because if he was dead, we'd be saying he's rolling over in his grave about this. Instead, he's
Pete Rose would have no problem if the Saudis offered him money to go into the hall. He would take the money.
If they bought the hall and said $10 million, he'd pay them the he'd pay them the $10 million, and then they'd give it back to him as a signing bonus when they own the hall.
That's America. Letter Raskin can be found at Raskin Global, not just talking sports and fun and politics, but managing money the right way, taking your money and your future and the responsibility that seriously. Check him out at Raskin Global. We'll see you next week. I hope you have a good week. I mean, by next week, NBA, NHL, all that, the golf thing,
over.
You know, it'll just be a baseball pennant race. It'll be normal times.
That's it. We're on to the All-Star game.
Well, that'll be next week's argument of how many All-Stars we have here. Gunnar Henderson making a little case for himself as well. You can find Letter Raskin out at the front of Baltimore Positive and at Raskin Global, always there to help you follow your American dream. I'm following my American dream this week on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Spirits West next Thursday, giving away the Maryland Lottery Instant Lottery Scratch-Offs. Our friends at Window Nation give me the fun floppy hat to wear as well. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.